everyone, Shannon is pretending like he's frozen because he wants my head to explode. And welcome to Thursday Night No Particular Order podcast. How long can he keep that up is what my question is, because I'm going another 5 minutes at least. Any more bets on how long Shannon can pretend he's frozen? Anyway, we're having issues.
He's good.
He is good. I don't know if I want him to do my hair or not now. We're having issues with my internet. Like yesterday, I was on a podcast and I kept like freezing. So if that happens, they're just going to go without me, although Shannon is already frozen. So that is, oh my God, I'm almost oddly impressed by how long he can mute this up. Almost oddly impressed.
Well, if anybody's listening to the audio, hop over to YouTube and check this out. It is hilarious.
I know.
Ah, his eyes moved. Boom! I saw your eyes move.
Good job, though. That was a while.
Good job. That was
bravo.
At least 3 minutes. Yeah.
I thought you text me on the side. I was like, hey, fucking stop.
No, I didn't. I did not. I wanted to see how long you keep it going. Anyway, this is the No Particular Order podcast, and we will be mock drafting superheroes tonight. If you want to jump into the chat, please do. But remember that if you're on Twitter, we cannot get your tweets because Twitter sucks and it doesn't allow us to get tweets. So come on over to YouTube. And if you're on YouTube, you need to smash that like button and hit the subscribe if you want. You don't have to really do that, but you should, so you can get our podcast all the time. And you know what? I'm going to do it because it's part of my job, apparently. That, we could leave that up. Underdog Fantasy is our sponsor, and it will match $100 to the promo code if you put the promo code GF2 in. And the reason why this is so important is because I just found this out last night. They have a new best ball contest where you get weekly winnings. So you don't have to wait to the end to win. Like, even though you're going to do that, you're going to win at the end anyway. But you can win every week money on best ball. And the best thing about best ball, at least in my estimation, is that you draft and then you just forget that you did it. Like, that's what I do. I draft and I go, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, hey, and maybe I'll go check my underdog and see if like money's mysteriously appeared there, but usually not, because I'm not really that great at best ball. But still, you're probably way better than I am. I really want to get into some best ball leagues with people that I know and make weekly bets. So if you guys are listening, we're in the Scott Fishbowl in making weekly bets in that.
Okay, we can do underdogs too. I'm in at least like 3 or 4 at a time every week. All
right, let me know, and it helps me like stay focused, because I really have bad focus. But anyway, we have 4-3 stunning individuals who are going to two stunning individuals who are going to draft.
Oh, I was saying peace.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Hello.
We're going to be drafting. Oh my God, Jesse.
Yeah, I always draft for people. So hit me up in my DMs.
Jesse, we will gladly draft for you, my dear. Anytime, anywhere, you let us know. And if you win, you only have to give me like 1% of the wins.
You don't have to give me anything. I just do it for fun.
Really?
Yep.
So our bets are just for fun too. Is that what we're doing?
Oh no, we're gonna bet some crazy stuff.
Okay, cool. So just so you guys know, like the Scott Fishbowl is every year. We're in the Oreo division. So right now I have to eat a double stuff and a mega thing of Oreos, which that's like what, Tuesday? That's a Tuesday for me. So I'm not even worried about that bet, because it's done and done. I don't even, yeah, Oreos are my jam.
We're gonna deep fry some Oreos. Have you ever had deep fried Oreos?
I'm not deep frying Oreos, Jamie.
Oh, they're the best. I get them at carnivals all the time.
I'm sure you do.
So very Midwest of you.
I'm glad you went with Midwest, because I was going somewhere else, but Midwest, I'll accept that. All right. So before we start the draft, the question of the day is, if you could be any cartoon character, who would you be and why? Jamie.
All right. So I'm going to go in a little different direction here. And
we just started.
If I could be any cartoon character, it would be Michael Jordan. from the show Pro Stars. The show was back in the 90s, early 90s. It had Wayne Gretzky, Bo Jackson, and Michael Jordan as crime fighters.
They were cartoon characters?
They were cartoon crime fighters called Pro Stars. And they would just go around using their basketball, hockey, baseball, football skills
to go around. Fight crime?
Yes.
So you're going to fight crime like a 6'5" black man, basically.
Of course. I'll throw a basketball at your face. I'll double dribble on you. And
double dribble on you. That sounds less like a cartoon character and more like a porn star. I'm not going to lie. That's what I thought when you said it. That's where I am. That's where I am right now. Terry. Okay. Shannon.
Terry's internet.
My
character. My character is Helen Carr.
I'm sorry, is what?
Who
is
what, thank where, you. When?
Elastic Girl. The mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, right. That's the mom.
You'd want to be Elastic?
Did you see her cake?
You know, she dies.
Yes.
Like later. I think older.
That's my
Everybody dies.
But I can't.
Everybody dies sometimes. Yeah. All right. That's valid.
I die.
You don't want to be Samuel Jackson, Mr. Cool? Wasn't Samuel Jackson in that? Frieson or something? In The Incredibles?
Yes, he was.
You'd rather be her than him.
Yeah. Have you seen her cake?
Where is my super suit?
Wait, she has a cake?
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about her butt.
Oh. No. I don't remember her butt. She's elastic. Of course she has a great butt.
She is hippie.
Yeah, she's elastic.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, we
let's move on.
Once again, move from cartoon to porn. Shannon, who's your cartoon character?
I was kind of going back and forth on this one, but I'm going to pick the one that I like more, I guess. Bob the Guardian from this show called Reboot in the 90s. It was the first ever computer-generated cartoon in history. Huh.
Okay. And why do you want to be Bob?
Wow.
Essentially, he goes to a system, and the system is someone's computer, essentially, and he plays games all day, essentially. So, like, he's there to, like, beat the user. So, whenever a game starts, like, this big cube drops down.
Okay.
And then they're inside, and he says, reboot, and then they adapt to whatever the game is, and it's just fun.
Isn't that, like, a movie? Did someone goes inside a computer system?
Tron.
Well,
yeah. It was a TV show, VR Trooper. They did that.
No. He's the guy from Chicago. The husband is the voice of the guy. Okay, whatever. You guys. So I'm going to go. I'm just going to move on. I'm moving on from that.
You stumped me with that one.
Thank you. I picked Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes because he gets to walk around all day with a fake friend who's not fake to him. I could walk around all day and talk to a stuffed animal who actually talks back to me. And
don't you do that anyway?
Yeah, I do. That's why it's like so right there. So I picked a Calvin and Calvin Hobbes. I'm not ashamed to say it. I love him so much. I have every Calvin Hobbes book. Again, not ashamed. Thank you.
I love that Calvin and Hobbes like had an ending. Like it didn't just go on forever, right?
Okay, like in my head, it gone. I'm not talking to you guys anymore. In my head, it goes on forever. He stays a kid forever.
Endings are good.
No, it depends. What is, no, Angelina Jolie from Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Happy
ending. Are you going back to the thing you're trying to figure out?
No, it's a whole new different thing. Okay. Where she says, happy endings are stories that haven't finished yet or something like that.
Oh.
Mr. Mrs.
They don't
Smith.
Have to be happy. I just like endings.
I love happy endings.
Of course,
I love happy endings.
And again. Oddly enough,
you mean happy endings.
Happy endings.
He means Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, know. Like I go to the Seuss with my Deshaun Watson jersey.
Oh, it's we yeah.
That's assault.
Yeah, I don't think only one person is happy in there, and yeah, I don't know if he's happy. Me. Oh my god! Wow, I'm so glad we're doing superheroes today.
I could have found something else to do tonight, I guess.
Not that would be as fun as this. All right, so we're doing superheroes mock draft. What are we doing? 7 rounds? Because in all honesty,
sounds good to me.
I could do 20 rounds.
All right, 7 rounds it is. Plus, Terry and Shannon are going to do honorable mentions after the 7th round, so it doesn't even really matter, does it, that we have a stop point because it doesn't matter. And the order of drafting is is Jamie first, Shannon second, Terry third, and last. Jamie, who's your 101 superhero?
My 101 superhero is the most badass superhero that will ever hit the screen, and that's Wolverine.
Fuck.
Yeah, he first appeared in the Incredible Hulk.
That was mine.
Comic, back in 1974. So this dude's abilities include superhuman strength, stamina. He's got durability, speed, agility, reflexes, heightened senses. He's got indestructible bones because they put adamantium in his body, so that coated his bones. And then they got the retractable claws.
I have a question. Can it be only Hugh Jackman Wolverine, or does it have to be
all the Wolverine?
See, now I'm back out again.
Okay, well then, hear me out. So where was that? Retractable claws. He's got the quick healing abilities. He's a master of combat. He's been in multiple world wars. Wolverine is actually ranked one of the most popular X-Men and solo characters in the Marvel Universe.
By who?
By everyone.
Not by me.
Right. Well.
By everyone but Shannon. And then, it's not Hugh Jackman, everyone but me.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but Wolverine is also popular with the LGBTQ fans.
Why?
He's described as the gay icon. Like, yes, Wolverine is gay or bisexual.
Okay. I'm going to have to be bisexual because he wakes up with a girl naked. And which movie was I watching, Terry?
All right. Well, I'm sorry for all the homophobes and bigots out there, but he has officially come out of the closet recently.
And Hugh Jackman?
Wolverine.
He's talking about just the character.
I know, character, but when did the character come out of the closet is what I'm asking.
Wolverine.
Right. When did he come out of the closet?
Probably about three, four years ago, I would say, was the first time that I've heard of it.
All right.
But I applaud the character for doing it.
No, I applaud the character for doing it.
They could have easily made another character doing that, but this guy that was around for 30, 40 years, 50 years.
100 years. He doesn't die.
Well, 1974 was his first appearance. So,
sorry, my bad.
But yeah, he had relationships with Hercules.
Hercules.
He had relationships with Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler's gross.
He had this polyamorous relationship with Cyborg and Jean Grey.
Okay, I'm pretty sure Cyborg wasn't into that though.
Well, Wolverine was.
Okay, again, Jamie, I think that might be assault. One of them's not into it. I don't think that's okay.
All right. But I want you guys to go ahead and Google a picture of the original Wolverine.
No. I want Wolverine only to be Hugh Jackman in my head. I don't want him to be anyone else, ever.
But everyone listening on the podcast right now, go ahead and Google the original picture of Wolverine. Everyone watching, look at this picture and tell me that isn't two Batmans kissing.
Wait, what?
That is two Batmans kissing.
What is wrong with you?
No, that's a fact. So I think they had this plan all along to come out in the 2020 for him to come out like this. It makes complete sense.
I love it.
I'm not mad at it. Like, he's still the most badass character in the Marvel Universe. like if you take away from his characteristics or his crap, like his fighting ability. No, just he likes men.
I'm about to shit all over Wolverine.
Well, he might like that. I don't know what he's into.
All
right.
Wow.
He is animalistic.
I think we're going to move on to Shannon.
Wolverine sucks. And I'll give you just a couple snippets real quick.
Okay.
He is an absolute asshole. He is so rude to most everybody he deals with. And I'm talking like comic book Wolverine, video game Wolverine. Like Hugh Jackman is great. I love Hugh Jackman. However, the Wolverine character, if you knew someone who was 5'2", smelled, and was hairy and mean to you, you would not like that person. Wolverine is not cool. I get why people like him, and more so it's because of the movies and Hugh Jackman being so great, but the comic book Wolverine, I gotta go huge thumbs down. Jamie, I am so sorry. I apologize for shitting on him like that, but I just can't stand him.
He's still the most bad character. He's got healing ability. You can't really kill him.
He's overrated. Like, as a person. His ability's great, but...
I mean, as a person, though, like, imagine when Hulk ripped his head off and threw it on top of a mountain, and then he had to literally climb the mountain headless to retrieve his head again. And
I would not like someone who is 5'2", hairy, and smelly. Those things are accurate. Those are comic book accurate things. And is rude to people. I don't like rude people as is, but if you're hairy and smelly on top of it, get the fuck out of my face. I don't like them. Not a fan. It's okay. It's okay that everyone else likes them. I will never like them. A smelly, rude person? No way. No way. Absolutely not.
So who?
All right.
Who do you like, Shannon?
I'm sorry.
Who's your 101, 102 is what she's asking.
I have an X-Man on my list.
Okay.
It's going to be one of my picks.
I said, that so who do you like?
Currently.
Okay.
My number one pick overall, I was just really ruminating on this because I thought at first it was like real people too, but then now that it's fictional, I was like so excited. My number one pick is Master Chief from the Halo franchise.
Yeah. I can get down with that.
He is... essentially an augmented human who was engineered to save humanity. He was kidnapped at the age of 6 by a government agency, and he and so many other Spartans, like they became Spartans, were engineered and put into these huge suits. And essentially, he saved the universe a few times over, and he is my 101. One of the greatest heroes of all time.
Okay.
I like it. They actually made a Halo movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I got it on DVD. It's pretty decent. Not bad. But did you ever see the cartoon Red vs. Blue?
Yeah, but I don't really like spoofy stuff. So I didn't.
Yeah, it's like a stoner comedy type thing where you just sit around, smoke weed, and watch it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I read a lot of the books, so I'm a real... fucking nerd. So this is all getting me real, real hard. If you want to know the truth.
Yeah, we were waiting for that. We were waiting for that truth.
I'm living it.
Terry. I think Terry's like, oh, there you go.
Hey, my 101. Can you hear me?
Martian
Manhunter.
Manhunter?
Washington.
Yes.
Okay.
He shapeshifts and he's telepathic, immortal. He first in 1955, so he's a very old character.
I've never heard of him, so he must be pretty good.
He's very smart too.
He is pretty cool.
Is he really cool? Yeah.
He's all definitely right. Not smelly like Wolverine.
You are. He's on the are. He's in the Justice League?
Yeah.
No, oh, that guy, the green guy. Dude. He's a good guy. All right. I just never knew his name.
Yes.
Jones.
John Jones, the Ultimate Fighter?
No, John Jones.
Yes, he goes human name.
All right. I'm going to go. My 101 is Claire Bennett from the TV show Heroes, Save the Cheerleader. The cheerleader from Heroes, because, dude, rapid cellular regeneration in a female? Come on now. And she's a cheerleader?
So I actually never finished that series because it got really dumb after a while.
It did get dumb after a while. The first season was the best season.
I was so into it when it first came out. I actually bought all the DVDs, and then I realized it kind of got stupid, so I stopped watching it.
It did get stupid, but the first season was really good.
Yeah, first two, I think, were pretty good.
Save the cheerleader. All right, and I'm going to back that up with my 201. Okay, this is where I'm having problems, because I know if I don't pick the one that I think I should pick, someone else is going to pick it, and I'm going to be really pissed.
Are we, though?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to go with Black Widow, because she doesn't need, like, super-duper powers. She's like an assassin.
She's a normal person, right?
She's a normal person that can kick ass.
Exactly, I love that.
All the time.
So hot. And
yeah, that's where I was going with that. And she is like just a badass. Like, granted, to get to that badass stage, a lot of bad things had to happen to her, you know, Russians. Psh. But still, I mean, she's a badass, and she's a badass without actual superpowers. So my two are the cheerleader and Black Widow. And Terry, it's on you.
Oh, it comes back to me?
Yeah.
I'm going to Morales. Our new Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, is he, our, like, he's one of the Spider-Mans in the universe.
He has all the Spider-Man abilities.
Right.
And along with Peter Parker.
Right. He's not, yeah. He is one of the Spider-Men.
But he's new because he.
Because what?
You know, he's younger, so he wasn't around the same.
Have you seen the new one? Parker. Have you seen the latest one?
At the beginning.
I don't know if you knew this, but Miles Morales wasn't supposed to be a Spider-Man. He was supposed to be the villain. But there was some kind of a transportation where the spider ended up being transported to his universe and bit him, so he became the Spider-Man. But in reality, he was supposed to be the villain of the universe. And that's what threw everything off.
Was that in the first one? Because I don't remember
That came out in the second one.
Spoiler alert, Jamie!
What? I thought we were talking superheroes.
We are, but no one, I haven't seen the second one yet.
Well, that's your fault, not mine.
Spoiler alert, Jamie. Spoiler alert. Damn it, man. It came out in the second one. Ugh. Shannon.
Shit all over us, Shannon.
I'm just shitting on that one pick you had. That's it.
You don't know. You don't know the rest of his picks. Come on.
Oh, just wait.
I probably won't. I just really have a Wolverine. Visual, just like,
yeah. Notice that.
Get out of here. God damn it. I guess I will pick my X-Man at the moment.
Okay.
My pick for an X-Man is going to be Cyclops. Yes. So, unlike Wolverine, he's tall, he's not smelly, he's good looking. His abilities include a concussive blast that he shoots from his eyes. He's got a very strong lineage as far as family goes. Most everyone in his family is heroic in some fashion. He's got really good genes as well, so that his children also incredible. That to say, this happened years and years ago in the comic books, but he and four other mutants actually saved or brought world peace to the entire Earth. They got the powers of Phoenix, which is an entity in space that's coming towards Earth, and they ended up getting it. And when they did, they ended up basically bringing about world peace for quite a while. He's a great leader. He's very smart. And he is one of my two favorite X-Men of all time. But the fact that he brought world peace makes him a true hero.
So here's my question. Does, what's her name, Jean Grey? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Does she pick Cyclops or Wolverine?
Both. They had a
okay,
three-way relationship.
With your three-way? If she had to choose, which one would she did, choose?
She had a child with Cyclops.
Oh, okay.
And she does pick him at different points. They did get married.
Okay.
Kind of.
All right. I'm just curious. Jamie, your turn.
But doesn't she goes off?
Yes.
Yeah, she was the most powerful telepathic, and she did become the Phoenix, right?
Yes, at some point she did.
Ooh, yes. I knew that.
But at one point when Scott Summers has it, along with a few other mutants, they actually bring about world peace with the powers of the Phoenix.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
That, you know, bringing world peace is pretty cool.
Not bad.
No. Jamie, second pick, right. Please, sir.
I'm going to go with my all-time favorite as a kid.
Wolverine was your all-time favorite.
No, it's my all-time favorite cartoon.
Okay.
Growing up, I used to watch it all the time before I went to school. It came out at 7 a.m. Then it came out at 7:30 a.m. Then I had to leave for school. But at least I got to catch most of it. It was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Turtles in a Half Shell.
Okay. Are you picking all of them, or are you picking one specific Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, just the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in general. Loved Turtles, and they came out back in like the early 80s. They had a comic book that it was black and white, so you couldn't tell them apart. So what they did is they gave them weapons to be able to tell them apart. One had a bow staff, the other had a sword, then you got the size, and you got the stupid nunchucks. Nunchucks used to be a stick that they cut in half and put a chain around. Like, that is the most unstable weapon you could ever have fighting someone. Like,
I don't know if you've ever heard of Bruce Lee. Yeah.
I did, and yeah, he mastered them. Like, I used to try to master the nunchucks, and I'm teaching my 3-year-old how to use them now.
Okay, but you're basing nunchucks being stupid on your experience with them, not Bruce.
Just in general,
I'm just asking.
Stupid weapon. Like, why would you cut a stick in half and then make it more unstable?
It's called martial arts.
And why would you teach your 3-year-old to use nunchucks? That's my question.
But they are foam.
Did you just say that's a good question?
But the Ninja Turtles, they actually, the Turtles actually first appeared in a 1960-something comic with Daredevil. Now, most people don't know this, but in this comic, the truck that actually ran down and made Daredevil blind was the same ooze that made the Ninja Turtles. Because in this comic, you see a child with a bull of 4 turtles in the 1960s during the crash, and they fall into the sewer. And you see a rat running across the street at the same time that goes into the sewer, and that's Master Splinter. And those Ninja Turtles, those 4 turtles became the Ninja Turtles.
Where did those come from?
This is from the Daredevil comic back in the 1960s.
No, where did the ooze that made them Ninja Turtles come from?
Oh, that's a good question. Some lab made it.
Okay.
So the same ooze that made the Ninja Turtles was the same ooze that heightened Daredevil's senses and made him blind.
I love Daredevil. I'm not gonna lie. Not Ben Affleck Daredevil, but Daredevil.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. Yeah. But a lot of people don't know that, and it was actually in a 1960 comic that you could go back and you could see the pictures of the turtles from the 60s falling into the sewer, and that's where they came from.
So originally they were like a kid's pet turtles.
And yeah, it was a kid's turtle. Even in the original show back in the day in the 80s, okay, it showed a kid during a crash dumping his turtles into the sewer. But that scene actually came from the 1960s comic from Daredevil.
Okay. I can get behind the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, mainly because they like pizza a lot.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It was in the 80s, so 40 years later, they're still making cartoons. They're still making movies. There's a movie coming out in August.
Okay.
They're going to have John Cena and, I forgot the other guy. John Cena's one of them. Seth Rogen's. They're both playing Bebop and Rocksteady. Love it. That's going to be so funny.
Okay.
Coming out August 2nd.
August 2nd. Got it.
What a plug.
I know, right? Got it. Next one, Jamie. You get two picks in a row, my friend.
Got to go with my boy, Batman. I mean,
okay.
Think about it. Like, he was a billionaire that doesn't have any superpowers, yet he can beat the crap out of Superman.
He's a billionaire.
Millionaire, billionaire, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much money he is.
He's got money.
He's got money.
Love it.
That's his superpower.
And he actually fought the Ninja Turtles. His superpower
money?
Is pretty much money. Okay. He can make anything.
Right.
Spelunking, like, was his thing where he made that suit.
Jamie, here's my question. Who's your favorite Batman? Which Batman is your favorite Batman?
It's got to be Michael Keaton, but Christian Bale was like the most badass Batman. I don't know. I got to say Christian Bale, man.
Shannon, who's your favorite Batman? Who's
your favorite Batman?
There's only one Batman, and it's Kevin Conroy.
Who?
Kevin Conroy.
Who's that?
He was the voice of Batman from the show in the 90s. I am the night. I am Batman.
What? Yeah.
Am I talking to into the void here?
Terry, who's your favorite Batman? I'm sorry, what? Who's your favorite Batman?
I would have to go with... I said I would go with Michael Keaton because he was my first.
Wow.
And he just made a reappearance in a new movie.
All right, Jamie, stop spoiling movies that I haven't seen.
I mean, this is common knowledge.
Okay.
He literally returned as Batman in the new Flash movie.
Oh my God, Jamie.
The Flash.
Okay, lucky for you. Lucky for you, I don't want to see the new Flash movie. So
I don't see it.
You don't know that?
I do know that.
It comes on Disney sooner or later.
Okay.
I would see it, but Jamie's ruined it for me now, so I'm not going to be seeing it.
All right. Do you watch
Batman the Animated Series? Kevin Conroy was the voice of Batman. He is the best Batman.
There's a lot of Batman series, so which one was this?
Batman the Animated Series, the one from the 90s.
Kevin Conroy. I'm going to look that up.
The one with Mark Hamill as the Joker. It's Kevin Conroy.
Oh, I remember Mark Hamill as the Joker.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right. That was the best cartoon.
That is the best Batman. There's no way around it. That's who I hear as Batman. That is Batman.
I think all the Batmans tried to emulate too. I think when they talk, that's who they tried to make their voice sound like.
Well, Michael Keaton was before that show.
So what? So was, I mean, if we want to go further back, we could go to the Batman from the 60s.
Oh, geez. What's his name? West?
Adam West. And there's a Batman before that too, and I just don't know what his name is.
All right. Okay. I mean,
he's been around since 1930 or something like that.
Yeah.
I love Batman. Kevin Conroy is Batman. Rest in peace.
Who's your third pick, Shannon?
just to add real quick to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing, April O'Neil was a mixed kid like me in the original comic book. She was based on the creator's wife, and she was a little mixed lady.
Who's April O'Neil?
She's like a reporter that the turtles are friends with.
Okay.
But he based April O'Neil on his real life wife, who was a mixed kid like me. Oh, so
nice fact. I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay. My third pick. I think this works. Tell me if it doesn't. If it doesn't, I can swerve here. Buffy and Angel. Does that work?
You can't pick both of them. It has to be one or the other.
I can swerve.
You picked two superheroes just then. Okay. You have to pick one. You have to choose Buffy or Angel.
Okay. So I like the show Angel more.
Okay.
I'll pick Buffy.
Because Buffy is a solid pick.
I love her.
Fire Slayer.
Forever and always. Even the movie.
Yeah.
It's bad. But
oh, it's bad good. Pee Wee Herman. Yes.
Yeah. The star of that movie. That made me laugh, sorry. Christy Swanson is an absolute smoke show. She's gone.
She's not hotter than TV Buffy.
Whatever, but Christy Swanson is unbelievably good looking. And then Sarah Michelle Gellar
is
I'm gonna get started. I'm not gonna say don't get me started, I'm gonna get started. Sarah Michelle Gellar, good God. Forever babe, forever and always.
Yep.
She's great. Buffy, if in case someone doesn't know, she's a vampire slayer. She is chosen to protect the earth, essentially. And she slays vampires while also being
slaying angels.
While also being part of high school. So it's pretty impressive.
She's very impressive. That is like one of my favorite shows. I can watch over and over and over and over and over again and don't care. It's so good. So good.
I hope that wasn't one of your picks. I hope I didn't steal from you. Or I hope I did.
Actually, I don't want to talk about it right now. Terry. Your turn, Terry. You're up.
I'm going with Aang.
Aang
the
Bak?
Last Airbender.
Like Avatar Aang?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, didn't even think of that. Yes.
Aang? Yes.
Yes.
Clearly, I don't have any idea who you're talking
about. From The Last Airbender. Yes.
Doesn't help. Doesn't help at all. I still have no idea who you're talking about. And am I spelling it A-N-G, O-N-G? What is this?
A-A-N-G.
An airbender. An avatar.
He can bend air?
A-A-N-G.
He can bend anything. Fire. Air.
And like water.
Captain fire. Cool.
And energy.
Okay, now I have to watch this.
2005.
Such a great thing.
He found in a block of ice. As one of the cartoons, Lewis Quentin and I all watched at the same time.
Jimmy, why are you putting in,
we all enjoyed.
In the chat? All right. Is this a movie or a TV show?
A TV cartoon show.
And I'm out. Okay. I was kind of excited about it, but now I'm out.
Sorry. Animated.
They did make a live action movie, but the live action movie
is good.
Not good.
Okay. Wow. The Last Airbender. I have no idea, but clearly the two.
It wasn't two horrible.
Superhero nerds knew exactly what you're talking about. So good choice. I'm gonna say, because I have no idea that it was or not. I'm going. My next superhero is Doctor Strange, because once again, we're talking about the man who. And it doesn't even have to be Benedict Cumberbatch, bad Doctor Strange, although I would prefer if it were, because I love him more than life itself. But he's not only the Sorcerer Supreme, he's an actual doctor. Like, he was an actual doctor until his hand fucked up, but he's an actual doctor. And now he's a Sorcerer Supreme. Sorcerer Supreme had to go through struggles to become who he is. but he's actually a real person like you and me, except hotter and a Sorcerer Supreme. Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm sticking with his Doctor Strange. And backing that up with the Scarlet Witch, who is my superhero after that, because the Scarlet Witch could have defeated Thanos. That is how powerful she is. And if she didn't like do herself in, the Scarlet Witch is actually the most powerful being in the earth.
Yep, I was just about to say that. She is the most powerful.
Yep. So why she fell to number four, I don't know. Because she's all powerful, and well, maybe because she turned bad, and there is an argument could be made that she isn't a superhero but a supervillain. But I'm going to stick with the hero part. I mean,
and that was what I thought for next week
with the Avengers.
For the next 2 weeks,
you can throw her in the next 2 weeks. Okay, she can be either a superhero or a supervillain.
Okay,
yeah, because like in the Endgame and stuff, she's a hero.
Okay.
But in
right,
what is it? The Doctor Strange movie. Well,
just like Wolverine, there are anti-heroes.
I don't know. Okay, but isn't an anti-hero a villain?
No, they're.
What is it? What is the difference between anti-hero and a villain?
I don't know, Shane. Mm-hmm. Take this.
A villain is.
Like my next
pick. Villain's like always bad.
No one's always bad.
Which there's never an always.
You know my thoughts on this, Terry. No one is always bad. Take Wu. He's take like
for me.
Right, but they are in cartoon.
Okay, then I refuse to watch cartoons where someone is always bad. No one is always bad. There's good in everybody. And
I like the way you're thinking about things.
Thank you. All right. Terry, your pick.
Storm.
Yeah, you again. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's my problem with Storm. I'm not really sure I like her powers. I mean, she can, I don't know.
But Halle Berry is so hot.
I like controlling.
She can control me anytime.
Yes, right. Oh my God. Telepathic.
I don't know her. Who? Okay. In that universe, whose powers are the least? Wait, what about the Black Panther?
She married the Black Panther, I think, is what she said.
And she also had relations with Wolverine.
You're not going to let this Wolverine thing go, are you? You're not. Wait.
Yeah, I am.
Storm.
You can like Wolverine. It's fine.
Storm marries the Black Panther?
Yeah.
See, I did not know that.
Me neither. And I need proof of this. Where is this happening? Where did this happen?
In the comic books. I'm a comic book nerd. I like have, it's a lot.
Storm marries the Black Panther. Do they have babies?
I knew that.
I don't think so.
Okay. So in the movie, The Black Panther, is what's her face supposed to be like the beginning of Storm? Like Storm's, what is it, origin story?
Who?
The one that has the baby with Black Panther.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Then I don't
this
like
is it. Comic book specific.
Oh, okay. All right. Storm.
Storm is actually one of the most powerful mutants of all time. She in the comic books currently, there could be in the future, and she's still alive, and she actually creates a black hole. So she's pretty strong. It's like god level kind of strong.
But I mean, okay, couldn't an argument be made that all of these mutants have godlike powers?
Depends on your definition of a god, I guess.
Okay. I don't know. Storm's powers to me, maybe it's the way Halle Berry utilizes the powers in the movies that I'm not really happy with. It doesn't seem to me like she's that, you know what I mean? She's just there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going based off comic books. Okay. That's what
she can do more. And if Right.
All right. Okay, I'm going to give you Storm Terry.
You can do a lot with controlling the weather. Thanks. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
Shannon. I don't know if you can, like, I don't know if you can beat Buffy, Shannon. I honestly.
I'm about to. Okay. For me, at least.
Let's see.
Scarlet Witch also is incredibly powerful, too. She can actually alter reality.
Right.
In the comic books.
Also, in the movie.
She does at one point, and she, like, basically makes 98% of the mutants on Earth disappear.
WandaVision, she takes a whole town and makes them think that they're in different. Yeah. Yeah. She's so powerful. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm not going to complain about somebody being long-winded. Okay.
Pot kettle. Right.
My next pick is from an anime that has been around for quite a long time, and he's not my favorite character. However, he is very heroic, and his name is Goku.
Oh, I love Goku.
The original cartoon was Dragon Ball.
Nope.
And it's essentially a story of
Dragon Ball.
It's essentially the story of Journey to the West. I don't know if you've ever heard of Journey to the West, but basically it's about I'm not gonna be able to think of his name, but the Monkey King is traveling with his compatriots and they're on the look for they're on a journey to find this scroll and Buddha. And essentially the whole story ends up being about how, like, it isn't really the end. It's the journey that got you there. But he faces off against Buddha. And that's kind of what Goku and Dragon Ball is based off. There is then Dragon Ball Z and then Dragon Ball Super that follows that. And it's basically he protects Earth. He's an alien that crashed here. Imagine Superman, but without cooler laser eyes, I guess.
I'm pretty sure Goku could beat Superman in a fight.
Quite possibly. Goku, he trains to fight stronger beings, and he loves it, and he loves his friends and family, and he is one of the greatest heroes of all time.
So, but he's an alien?
Yes.
Okay, I like it. I dig it. I'm not going to watch it, but I still dig it.
No, I like it. There are new episodes that just came out, one of the Dragon Balls. I saw my Hulu
came out earlier this year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just like it because it's called Dragon Balls. I'm not going to lie.
It's called Dragon Ball.
Oh, never mind. I'm out again.
And there's Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, then I'm back in.
So you could...
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Sounds That's really the one interesting. Quentin's her son.
It's a great time.
Dragon Ball Z. I like it. Jamie again.
All right, so how many picks are we on now?
You're on your fourth pick.
Fourth pick. All right. I'm going to have to go with another one of my anti-heroes. I'm going to go with Deadpool.
I love Deadpool.
Deadpool has always been, like, unpredictable. He's mentally unstable. Over time, he became more comical. And, like, because of his mental illness, like Deadpool is, how do I explain it?
He's mentally ill?
He's not completely heartless, but he like, saves the day. But he does it in his own way.
Wait, Deadpool is mentally ill? The character's supposed to be...
He's got mental problems.
Did he have them before they made him Deadpool?
Honestly, I don't know. Shannon, do you know this?
He was part of Weapon X, so the same thing that made Wolverine. And
right, but was he mentally ill before he became part of that? Like, when he was just a regular person, was he mentally ill?
I don't think so. I think because he went through this whole thing that the reason he got the name Deadpool was because, like, he was basically, like, put into this situation where it wasn't like he was going to live.
Right.
And so he ended up, and like, I mean, it exhibits in funny ways. Like he actually knows that he's in a comic book. Like in the comics, he knows he's in a comic book. So he like breaks the fourth wall because he knows what the reality is, I guess.
Yeah, but isn't that what Ryan Reynolds kind of does in the movies, Deadpool?
Well,
because yeah, that's the character, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Ryan Reynolds was also in one of the Wolverine movies where he was a Weapon X, where he had his mouth taped shut, like he couldn't speak. He was Weapon X or X Weapon right. 11 at the time. I think he was Weapon 11. But then at that time, Wolverine actually killed him. But in the comics, I know there was a time where he actually went back, or he actually saved Nick Fury from a time traveling Adolf Hitler.
Wow. Okay, that would be a comic book I read. I would read that. A time traveling Adolf Hitler that's trying to kill Nick
Fury. And
why is he trying to kill Nick Fury?
That's a good question.
Fucking racist bastard.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but Deadpool is actually a parody of the villain in DC called Deathstroke.
Yeah, no.
They share many characteristics. They got pretty much the same. They got healing abilities, like similar name. Like you got Slade Wilson versus Wade Wilson.
I think so, I did read that somewhere.
Yeah, they actually made Deadpool a parody of him, and like he even fought Deadpool in one of the Teen Titans Go cartoons, and then he actually faced off. Deadpool faced off against Pinkie Pie in My Little Pony.
Okay, why would he face off Pinkie Pie?
But then they actually realized that they had that fourth wall fight. So they became friends and like trolled the person that made them fight each other.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I thought that was a pretty fun fact. And here's a fun fact. There's actually two things that scared Deadpool, and there were clowns and cows. Those are Deadpool's weaknesses.
Clowns are understandable. Totally understandable.
Clowns and cows.
Clowns are scary. Clowns are, they should not be allowed.
So like the only way to actually kill Deadpool is to decapitate him, or you got to destroy his whole cellular level of his body. So those are the only two ways to kill him.
Gross.
And I'm pretty sure in the X-Men movie, Wolverine and his brother Sabretooth, they actually killed the Weapon X version of Deadpool, which no one liked him anyway.
Okay, I'm never gonna watch another movie. I'm just gonna like listen to Jamie like spoil every fucking movie for me.
Now
it's not in like the 90s. Where? Yeah, exactly.
They sewed his mouth shut.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
You realize you said that twice, right? You're on repeat. I love it.
It's her internet.
I didn't know if you could hear me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you could hear me.
I got it. That was good. All right, Jamie, after Deadpool, who would be your fifth pick?
Right, I'm going to go with another one of my cartoon favorites back in the day when I was a kid. He's a crime-fighting duck from the Disney universe. His name's Darkwing Duck.
Uh-huh. I know that character.
He's a crime-fighting detective.
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously from Disney. You might know his sidekick from, what was that TV show with the three kids? Huey, Dewey, and Louie? Launchpad McQuack. Yeah, so Launchpad McQuack was his sidekick, and he also brought his adopted daughter along with him to fight crime.
These are shows you watched as a kid?
Yes. It was on like Saturday morning cartoons. Like, who didn't watch Saturday morning cartoons?
Terry, did we watch Saturday morning cartoons?
We watched
Darkwing Duck, he didn't have any real superpowers. But like when he was younger, he was bullied as a kid, And then he just like built up his confidence on the way after he graduated. He learned mental powers, inner strength, just all those kind of inner techniques. He mastered thumb wrestling, which is pretty cool.
Did you say thumb wrestling?
He mastered thumb wrestling. And he also learned the art of quack fu
yes.
in China from a grandmaster. And just like Batman, which I think that's where he came from. But the origins of his parents are kind of unknown, but it's assumed that his parents like died either being murdered or they left him.
Because they're so close to being the same thing.
Pretty much. Plus that's why he ended up adopting a daughter as an orphan.
Okay. All right.
Darkman Duck, love him. Like he had no real superpowers, but he ended up joining this company called Shush, which I think was based off of the Batman's Hush. And they're the ones that gave him his money, the gas gun. He had a gas gun that he would go around shooting people with. So all his gadgets came from this secret organization called Shush.
Oh, Jamie, I worry about you. Shannon, your fifth pick.
Okay, to touch on the Deadpool thing, being a parody, a lot of comic book artists would go back and forth between Marvel, DC, Image, Variant, comics, and so a lot of times characters would like, they would make this kind of a similar character in a different company.
Shannon, did you go to FanCon last week?
I did not. Oh. I should have.
You should have.
I should have, you're right. I drove right by it. That would have been to get some good looking.
Yeah.
So that, just to touch on that real quick. And then also, just to touch on Avatar Aang real quick, The Last Airbender, the guy who came up with the kung fu for all of that, all the martial arts, is very interesting. He's a very interesting guy. Terry, you might like him. Just a little homework for you.
Just so you know, Christy Swanson was at FanCom last week.
All right.
I don't care about celebrity. She's just hot.
Okay.
To touch on something you would know versus something you might not know. Like Thanos was actually based on a DC character named Darkseid.
Yep. True.
Because the artist who made Darkseid went to Marvel at one point and was like, I'll just make Marvel's version of Darkseid and name him Thanos. Okay, so my next pick, because no one's going to have the pick after this at all, is going to be Link from The Legend of Zelda. Jeez. I love Legend of Zelda. Link is the hero of time. He has saved Hyrule many times over, different variations of him. He looks good in green, which I don't, so I appreciate that about him. The thing that makes Link so fun, truly, is the creator, Miyamoto, kind of makes this, not voiceless, but this character that you embody in a sense. And so, like, even though you can see him, he doesn't really talk a lot or really at all. And everyone's adventure with Link is wholly different. So we could play the exact same Zelda games, but our adventures are going to be, for the most part, completely different because the way they make them open world, in a sense, you can choose to go about your own path. So regardless of how you go about beating the game or playing the game, your adventure is wholly different. And he imagined all this, like, it was kind of things that he imagined as a kid and, like, the adventures he would go on in his head as he was, like, around Japan and stuff. And so he made this game where you can essentially do the same thing. Your adventure is going to be yours. That said, Link's a real trooper. He's been through a lot. And he always comes out on top. I love the guy.
Link from The Legends. I've heard of The Legend of Zelda, but, you know, I don't know that much about it.
They actually made a cartoon Zelda cartoon back in the 90s. I used to watch that all the time.
Not good.
Well, as a kid, it's good. When you're like 8, 9 years old.
Wow. You spend a lot of time in front of TV when you're 8 or 9 years old.
What else is there to do?
You go outside, play sports.
Oh, I did that too. There was just so much time back in the day because time's a perception and there's so much kid.
I mean, you're right. Time isn't real. It is made up.
Anyway, Terry, you're up.
Okay. I'm up. I'm going to do Crypto, Superboy's dog.
I just saw that.
Invulnerability. He has those powers. And he's a dog.
Yeah, pretty much has all the same powers as Superman, but as a dog. I love it.
And he ate a piece of cheese that had kryptonite in it, and he lost his powers. That's true. He is a dog, so he is better
at that. If you've ever seen the show Teen Titans, Crypto is portrayed in Teen Titans as Superboy's dog.
He is his dog.
He's also part of Superman.
Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see where you're going with that. Okay. I'm going to go with...
Crypto is hard Thor. To follow.
It is hard to follow a dog. I'm going with Thor, though. The god of lightning.
God of thunder.
How can you not? He's a god. All right. And like Clawson says, he has really good hair. So, I mean, he has really good hair. And he has like a thing. Even though his sister takes his eye out, it's okay. He's still Thor. And then after Thor, I'm going with Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy. She is pretty much all powerful, like because she's been reanimated by her father, the Dick Thanos. And she dies, but she comes back. It's another Gamora, but still. She comes back, and she only dies because Thanos kills her, and we know that Thanos, well, he's a villain, so.
It's a different one, though.
She's still powerful. She's still animated. Oh, wait, have you seen the new Guardians of the Galaxy? Are you going to tell me something?
Yes, like, I'm not saying she's not. I'm just saying it's not the same.
Are you just going to...
No, I haven't seen it.
Just like get together and I'll give you a list of all the movies I haven't seen so you guys can tell me what happens in it.
Daniel said it wasn't the same one.
Whatever, Terry. I'm not talking to either one of you right now.
I'm not talking to you while we're on this podcast.
Exactly. We're on the podcast. I'm not talking to you. Terry, your turn. Damn it, I talked to you. Curses!
I'm going to go, since you went Thor, I'm doing Wonder Woman.
I almost picked her, but then I remembered that
she's in Wonder Woman. Superhuman, strength.
Second Wonder Woman movie. Sucked. Okay. Comes from an island of all women.
Themyscira. Themyscira?
As the lasso of truth.
She appears.
Right there. The lasso of truth is pretty badass. I would like to have the last one.
And then those.
Ah, damn it. I should pick that
wristbands.
So Linda Carter or Gal Gadot? Which better Wonder Woman? Which one, Terry? Linda Carter, Gal Gadot. Which one's better Wonder Woman?
We don't have to choose.
Linda Carter.
Yes, you do right now. Yeah. I agree. Totally agree. And you know why? Because Gal Gadot's in the Fast Five.
The Invisible Plane. Movie.
That's a disqualifier.
It is a disqualifier. Oh, yeah, the Invisible Plane.
There's actually a scene from Family Guy where Wonder Woman's sitting on the plane and someone pulls up. It's like, oh, well, I'm actually on the toilet right now.
Wait. Who's on the toilet? Wonder Woman or
Wonder Woman? Because it looks like she's driving the plane, but she's actually on the toilet.
Oh my god!
Awkward.
I've never watched Family Guy.
I've never seen Family Guy, but I love Stewie. Anyway, I've never seen it, but I still love Stewie. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, Wonder Woman. All right,
Lewis has the
what DVDs? Family Guy or Wonder Woman? Oh, wow.
Family Guys.
Wow, that explains so much. Shannon.
I'm trying to think how deep nerdy I want to get here.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're being serious. I thought, okay.
Because someone's getting left off, because we're doing 7 too late.
So how many more picks? I know, right?
The bridge is already set.
2 more picks each, right?
1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, you have 2 more picks each.
Only 2?
Go ahead and name it.
Okay, you know you're gonna do the audio and Terry, you're gonna start blurting shit out.
I'm gonna get super nerdy here, and I'm gonna go with Dr. Daniel Jackson from the show Stargate SG-1.
Ooh.
I love this show, and I love Daniel Jackson. He was just about my favorite part of it. He is an archaeologist and a linguist, and even though he wasn't like an action hero per se, I mean, he kind of was in a sense, but I just love him because he was always trying to learn about people and other cultures and learn their language and learn about them all together. And without him, they wouldn't have unlocked the Stargate and been able to travel to all these different worlds.
Okay, now I'm back. I was confused about Stargate, but it's the one where the thing... And they go to like what is kind of like Egypt.
Yes.
That's Stargate, right?
Yes.
I'm with you. I love that show.
So there's the movie, which I absolutely love. Yes. Because there are people who are Star Wars people.
That started it, right?
Star Trek people, and there are Stargate people. And I am a Stargate person. I love Star Wars.
The movie is excellent. The television show, not so much, but the movie was really, really good.
I would argue otherwise.
The television show was better
than the movie?
Yeah.
Well, the movie's a movie. So it's, you know, 2 hours. It's great. I love it. I watch it a couple times a year. But the show went on for like, it was like the longest running sci-fi show until just recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It truly was so much fun. And it had a couple spinoffs, one of them being Stargate Atlantis, which was like one of the earliest acting like jobs that old guy that played Aquaman himself was in fact. He played a character named Ronan. But that to say, Daniel Jackson, I just love him because he likes to learn about people. He does save the day sometimes.
Stargate, I like that. I love that movie.
Yes, I love the movie too.
I think I watched like 2 of the shows and I couldn't get into it because it's really like the movie. Like it's like some of the same characters, aren't they? In the other world are from the movie, like the same people.
Yeah. So Daniel Jackson and Colonel O'Neill are both in the Stargate movie, and they make a show and add a couple more characters.
Yeah. That's very confusing for me. So,
and the show, I think the show had 11 seasons total, and they had 2 spinoffs, Stargate Atlantis, which Jason Momoa was in. It's one of his earlier acting jobs.
Did he look like Jason Momoa though?
I mean, he was smaller, but he did look like
Jason Momoa. I'm out.
I mean, he was definitely sexy at the time too, then, because I remember thinking, man, who is this guy?
He was still pretty.
And then Stargate Atlantis is another spinoff. Yes. Still very good looking.
I'm gonna have to Google that.
That's a real deep dive nerdy thing that I'm into is Stargate SG-1.
I there's no fault in that because it is a really good show. A really good premise. The premise is just really good.
Between Buffy, Angel, and Stargate, those are the most like I don't really rewatch a lot of stuff, but I've rewatched those a lot.
The one I haven't rewatched, I've never rewatched Angel.
Angel is better than Buffy. I'm just gonna say it. It just is.
I did not like better than like the first the three sun. Seasons of Buffy.
That's okay. But the show altogether is better than Buffy.
I think it lost a lot of its goodness when Charisma Carpenter got pregnant. The character that Charisma Carpenter played got pregnant, and then they did that whole crazy shit. But it was good up until then. But I think like Buffy the first part. Like 3 years was really good. Yeah. Am I cooking something? I smell food, and I'm pretty sure I'm not cooking anything. Does that mean I'm like having a heart attack?
Wonderful.
Go ahead.
Angel's
and tell
ending
me,
was great.
Yeah, I don't remember Angel's ending. So.
Yes, it's one of the best endings to a show.
No,
yeah, it's too late now. You and Jamie, whatever.
Yes.
Jamie!
Oh, so I only got two more, but I got four I want to choose from. This is so tough.
You chose four earlier when you chose the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but these are completely different.
Different four.
Oh, how do I want to do this? All right, I'm going to go with Blank Man.
Okay, so you had four to choose from, and that's what you come up with?
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm going to retract that.
No, take backsies. No take backsies.
Put your finger on the chest.
I was just trying to go more silly.
Don't let her bully you.
I was going to go silly because, like, Damon Wayne, like,
oh my God.
Like, one of the Wayne's brothers played a character named Blank Man. Like, yeah. He's a nerdy, gullible man-child.
We know who you're talking about, Jamie.
Yeah, we know who you're talking about. That's why we were laughing.
He just decides to become a superhero that wants to turn his neighborhood around. David Alan Greer was a sidekick named the other guy.
I love how much you all are just reading off Wikipedia this whole time.
Never go to Wikipedia. So take that, sir.
So he had like this bulletproof outfit. So you couldn't shoot him. You couldn't kill him. He made like he had a crime fighting robot, I believe. It's been like 20 years since I've seen this movie. But I just... I'm flying through the air.
I have poor choices.
Comedy and superheroes are awesome.
They're all awesome. That's why they're superheroes.
They're not all awesome.
Well, except for Wolverine. Sucks. Yeah.
Wolverine sucks.
Blank Man it is, Jamie. You're sticking with it. All right.
Okay, so...
Batman
the last one is
entire city with just his money, but instead he decides to go outside and kick people in the dick. Like he could bring clean water to the entire planet. He's like, you know what I'm gonna do? Dress up like a bat, kick dudes in the face. I love him.
There is a philosophical question there, though.
There's a question there,
Jamie. Last pick.
So my last pick is going to be Michael Jackson.
I'm sorry, what?
Hear me out.
M-I-C-H.
Michael Jackson.
Is that right? Just want to make sure I get the spelling on that.
From the video game Moonwalker on Sega Genesis. So So Jackson goes around kicking gangsters in the face, pulling off all these killer dance moves, and then he has his like magical powers. He doesn't even touch you; he just kills you with these magical powers.
Tell me more.
Are you going off?
No, we're not vetoing.
No, there's
I just
no
gotta veto. Make sure I got the spelling
right.
Wait,
there's more. There's more.
E.L. Michael.
There's
the only reason I want to bring this up is because there's more. Michael Jackson tried to play the role of Professor X in the X-Men movies. And they told him he didn't fit the role. So his response was, well, I could wear makeup. Like, he didn't wear enough, first off.
Okay.
And also he tried to buy Marvel back in the late 90s to try to play the role as Spider-Man in the first Spider-Man movies that came out. So we obviously know that didn't work.
I wish it had.
I would never watch those movies again. That would have been a horrible.
How do you know that? He hasn't played it. You don't know that, Jamie.
Oh no, he tried to buy Marvel movies because his nephew was a huge Spider-Man fan. So in his mind, he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go buy Marvel so I could play Spider-Man to impress my nephew." But yes, he also played a superhero.
Okay.
So I don't know if you know this, but he also did play an actual superhero in a Disney movie short called Captain EO, which Disney played at the the Disney theme parks, and they ended up taking it away in 2015.
Oh, I wonder why.
Captain EO.
What was his superpower?
Honestly, I don't even remember this movie. It was so corny that you would waste 20 minutes of your life watching it.
I've wasted my time on a lot worse things.
But then again, he also did play in another video game as a space superhero called like Space Channel 5, and they also made a sequel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually voiced it, and they made the character look just like him.
To be fair, real quick, Jamie's getting shortchanged here. In the email, it said heroes can come from music as well. Mm-hmm. So really shortchanging, it's Michael Jackson.
He played like multiple superheroes. He wanted to play multiple superheroes. I told you I was going off the rails with this one.
He's a musical hero. And I bet there's some kids that went to Neverland and thought, this guy is a hero.
Oh my God. Okay. And we're done with that one. We're done.
But did I get the spelling right on that? It's M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Jackson. Just want to make sure that
Jackson.
I wrote that down. Yeah. Okay, I underlined it. I just wanted to make sure I wrote it down so I didn't pick that one next.
Yeah. And what is your next pick then, sir?
Okay. This is fucked up because I didn't put a Star Wars character on here. And I think I'm going to not.
Okay. And no one has.
This is tough.
Jamie
okay.
With Blank Man and Michael Jackson instead of a Star Wars character.
Well, I did have Luke Skywalker as one of mine.
But you went with Blank Man instead.
I wanted to be different.
What up, Jay?
You chose, and your first pick was like, oh, I'm picking Wolverine because he's the most badass.
Yeah.
5'2" guy in the history of the world.
He can kill anybody in the fucking universe.
And instead of Luke Skywalker, I'm going to go Blank Man as my next last pick.
Like a regular old guy that wants to be a superhero to protect his neighborhood. I mean, that could be me.
It could be you.
It really could.
How do you spell your name again? Jay.
B-I-G-G-A-M-E.
What up, Lee Patterson? Long time no see.
All right, I got that down.
Wait a minute. Does anyone know who Captain Planet is?
Yes, he was on my list too. But I decided to go with Michael Jackson and Blank Man.
Let's skip over Captain Planet. Let's skip over Luke Skywalker. And do Blank Man and Michael Jackson.
Someone's got to have some comedical.
I don't know if he's a hero because of that video game or video games and stuff. However. Like I said, we're changing him here. In the email, it said music. So
it did say music. And Jamie.
I read it. The spelling right on it. I looked it up. Terry's a teacher. She told me I spelled it right. I believe her. Believe women.
Not just a teacher. Teacher of the year.
Teacher of the year. Not just in Florida. but yeah. Teacher of the Year.
Teacher of the Year. Oh. Jay, wait, Jay
was, kind he, of was like, he a robot on Moonwalker? I thought he was like an alien superhero that used like magical powers.
Jay, that is what Jamie picked for his last pick. The robot on Moonwalker, Michael Jackson.
Okay, I'm switching my pick because I gave it a little bit more thought here. fucking Christ. I'm going to pick Obi-Wan Kenobi to close it out. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
He was a Jedi. And he was the mentor and to Anakin Skywalker, who eventually brought balance to the Force. He was a general in the Clone Wars and strong in the Force. He listened to his master, Qui-Gon, and learned from him and became a Force ghost. And he is a hero.
But is he a superhero?
Is Blank Man a superhero?
Apparently, yes. Apparently, Blank Man is a superhero because he beat out Luke Skywalker on his
list. I mean, the Jedi definitely have some problems. They are somewhat problematic. However, Obi-Wan, I will say, is one of my favorite Jedi of all time. I'm a big Darth Vader guy, but that's for another time. Obi-Wan, he's on my list. I'll wait for the honorable mentions to get into my last one.
Okay. Like, Terry. The 101 was Wolverine. Jay, the 101 was Wolverine. And as you can tell, Shannon,
you guys
didn't quite exactly agree with it. Yeah, he didn't quite exactly agree with him, but you know they worked it out.
It's okay. You can like Wolverine. That's a me problem. Okay, my last pick, Obi-Wan. Thank you very much.
He's Obi-Wan. Great. Terry, last pick.
Black Panther.
Oh, nice one.
Black Panther.
Even though he married Storm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I like it.
Put the couple on there.
Black Panther. Yeah. Yes. And yes, Jay. Over Claw, Superman. You know,
he gets it.
He's a king. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
He is a king. No, but we mentioned Blank Man.
His dog.
We mentioned him.
We talked about his dog.
Yeah.
His dog got like higher than he did today. His dog got in there, but no Superman. So Superman by association. Because, you know, the dog. You know.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's the dog. Yeah. All right. My last pick. Sydney Bristow, alias. She saved the world so many times in so many different outfits and so many different hairstyles, and she kicked ass all the time, no matter what she was wearing, and it was always fabulous. Jennifer Garner, Sydney Bristow. Way better than Elektra, alias. That is how I am ending my superhero, mainly because I still have season 5 to watch, but still, I am ending it with Sydney Bristow. Now, I know.
Who is she?
Oh my God. Alias. Have you not seen Alias? You've never seen the Sculpin show Alias?
Nope.
Oh, Jay. You need to watch Alias because you would love it. You would love it. She wears some of the skimpiest outfits and...
Oh, you know, that's my style.
There you go, buddy. I'm here for you. And she just kicks people's ass left and right. It's Jennifer Garner before she was Elektra. In her prime.
To add real quick on that.
Uh-huh.
So please. His show, Felicity.
Was she in Felicity? Show...
Yes.
No, he made Felicity, and he was actually, like, it looked as if he was trying to turn Felicity into, like, what Sydney Bristow was going to be.
Okay.
Like the last season or so of Felicity, but they obviously canceled the show. So he was like, well, I'll just go make that show. So that's a little fun stuff.
Felicity was going to be an assassin. I've never seen Felicity, but I know the premise. Felicity was going to be an assassin.
Yeah, that's here tell.
Really? That would have been awesome. I might have watched sick. Felicity as an assassin.
Yeah, that would have been sick.
It would have been. It would have been. Jamie, I'm not kidding. It's on, what am I watching? Disney Plus?
I got Disney Plus. I'll watch that tonight. I'll start on right now.
Watch season one. Cooper's in it. Brandon Cooper's in it.
So let me ask you this. Is the character as sexy as Sailor Moon?
Yeah, way more. Way more. Way more.
She's real.
That's like, get the fuck out of here.
Hold on.
Because once again, Frozen, which good, because now we can skip his honorable mention. Oh, and he's back. All right. Terry, honorable mentions. I know you're going to like to shout him out anyway. So you and Shannon and Jamie, go ahead.
With your honorable first mentions. Off, now, so I did want to go more silly. So that's why I did the Michael
Jamie,
Jackson.
I was going to say, I think you hit your apex of silliness with
Blair. Yeah.
I don't
know. I could have went seriousness, and I could
have
picked.
I have a silly one, too,
Nightwing, which is the actual, the Batman successor, the original Robin.
Yeah.
I could have went Blade, who actually kills vampires.
Okay, so I'm guessing by my – I could have actually went, you're just giving us your honorable mentions. Is that what's happening here?
And, I mean, then you got, Captain America, July 4th. Just happened. I mean, you obviously got Captain America, one of the most badass. He ended up being a skinny dude like me, ended up being a big ass superhero. Then you got normal guys like Green Arrow. Green Arrow's just a regular ass dude that learned how to shoot arrows in the aliens' heads. Like, come on, you can't be more badass than that. The Flash, who ended up being able to turn back time. He can actually go back in time just by running fast.
Is this a new movie?
Oh, come on.
No,
name them all.
He has the ability to run so fast that he could turn back time.
All right, Jamie. Jamie.
Yes.
Other people have honorable mentions. You cannot go through all the superheroes and not let them do their honorable mentions. Terry, before you freeze up again, who are your honorable mentions?
Jamie, I'm going in your box.
Superhero.
I'm going to do
that. I didn't mention the Power Rangers.
I was going to say, hey, Moss and Minnows.
No idea what that is.
They have to touch hands to make their on Teen Titans.
Are you talking about the Wonder Twins?
Teen Titans.
Oh, I wish John Lobb was here.
They're like the Wonder Twins, but they're not. They're boys. Spanish. It's Spanish. Moss and Minnows. Minnows.
Yeah, yeah.
Static Shock.
Hermanos?
Terry just came back from Puerto Rico. Why she had to throw that one in there.
Got it.
Yeah. Good going, Terry.
Moss. M-A-S. Minnows. And minus, less, more and less.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all you got? Because Jamie mentioned every other one.
Yeah.
I got 20 more.
Or I could have named Beast Boy. Or I could have named
Beast Boy. Yes. That was on my list.
Shannon, your honorable mention that Jamie or Terry haven't mentioned.
Okay. Well, first off, I do want to say I appreciate your pick of Thor. I'm a big Viking lover.
Yeah,
Loki was also on my list, and along with Odin and Ragnar. so I appreciate that pick. Terry, make sure you look up the Kung Fu Master from Avatar: The Last Airbender, because I think you might appreciate his story. My honorable mention will be. I'm going to do another little bit of nerdiness here. Break Bills students. So there's a show, there's a book and a show. I read the book and watched the show called The Magicians. And those kids, I just love them. They're very flawed. They are all very, very flawed. However, they do save the world a couple times, and I get a lot of enjoyment out of that show. They're just wonderful. So that will be my honorable mention, is both the book and the show of the Break Bills cat or characters, essentially.
Okay. So I'm not going to say there's a winner and a loser, because we're all winners, you know, except for someone who picks Blank Man. But I don't know who that person would be. I don't know who would pick Blank Man over Luke Skywalker, or Michael Jackson robot in Moonwalker over, you know, I don't know who that person would be. I don't think that that person exists. But if he does, or she, I don't want to, you know, pigeonhole that person. If he does exist, I cannot wait.
What do you have against comedy?
I cannot wait to see their super villain.
I'm with you, Jamie.
Because it's got.
I'm with you, Jamie.
Thank you.
It's got it.
It's love got you. I just want to mention one more, since Going for Two is a football, fantasy football content provider.
Yes, it is.
There was one ahead on my list. It's a Marvel teamed up with the NFL back in 1991, and it was a pun loving, crime fighting ex football player with superpowers.
How did he get a superpower?
1991, and his name was NFL Super Pro. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Huh. So there's a thing there.
And he would know.
Marvel was hurting at the time.
Yeah. Wait,
how did he get his superpowers?
Honestly, I don't even know. I remember seeing it back in the day, and I looked it up.
Hit by a football.
And it said, let's see, a group of thieves come in.
You're just reading his bio.
I just looked it up right now because I remember hearing about it. And then what they did is they tied him up to a chair, and got some superpowers from that.
I've been tied to a chair before, and I don't have superpowers.
Well,
but I'm willing to do it again,
just to see.
I'll try any chair. I don't care.
It has to be.
All right. So on that note,
can't be that note.
On that note,
this will be a superhero chair.
On that note, in. Not next week, but the week after, we will be mock drafting super villains, or villains if you like. They don't have to be.
They don't have to be super.
Jay disagrees because of your mustache. He thinks that's your superpower.
You know that chair they put James Bond in the Casino Royale? I'll try that chair. I don't care. Give me superpowers afterwards. I'll sit in it.
The chair.
What's it called? Obsidian? I'll sit on that. The tower. Yeah.
And we appreciate everyone who stuck around this long.
Yeah.
This was horrible. I'm sorry for all my horrible.
Oh, Jamie. They weren't. I wouldn't go horrible. They were just outside the box.
My first thought was, I wanted to think outside the box and come up with the most outlandish superheroes.
Which is why I cannot wait to see who your villains are, because
that is going to be serious, because we got Adam Rank coming on, plus the father of our show, Jeff Lambert, coming on, and John Lobb is going to be on.
So
I will be serious that show. I promise.
You know, wow, Shannon won't. Yeah, I think we're going to have like a 6 box on that one. So still going seven rounds. Yep. Yep. 7 rounds of villains in 2 weeks. Mock draft. Join us, please. If you want, I might be able to, apparently I can fit 10 people on this thing. That's what I read today. 10. We're not even close to 10 right now. So if you want to join the mock draft.
That's what she said.
Oh my fucking God. Why? Why, Jamie? Why?
I would sit on a 10 person chair. Too, if that's what it is.
Did that give you superpower?
Yeah. If I had to sit on other people's laps to get superpowers. No question.
Done and done.
You're in.
Yeah. Where do I sign?
I don't know where I lost control.
What?
Somewhere.
What superpower are you going for?
I don't want to know. No.
If you had to pick one superpower, which one would you pick?
That's easy.
Shannon.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Which one?
It'd be restoration. That's I would like to heal and restore things. So,
like in your body or just think and just things?
Anything and everything I touch, anything I want, I touch, and I decide that I'm going to bring this back to 100%, it's restored.
Restoration, the power of restoration. Jamie, I'm almost afraid to ask, what would your superpower be?
Professor X. I love how he can read
people's minds. You want to read people's minds?
Yes, because I want to know what people are thinking.
Why?
Because if I go to the strip club and there's this girl dancing on the pole, I'm going to be like,
no.
Read her mind. She's like, oh, that dude's hot. I'm going to be like, well, home with me tonight.
As long as you're using your powers for good, Jamie, that's all that matters. Terry, superpowers, what would it be?
Wait, I already have that superpower.
Terry.
Flash.
You want speed? You want...
Huh? Yes. But
I got the speed guy.
Where, I mean, the speed, it's not just running.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can, I mean, he time travels. It's not, you know?
Right? Okay. Maybe. I don't know. The night crawler type of speed? Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler teleports.
Isn't that speed, though?
Teleportation.
There's actually a superhero called Doorman. Have you ever heard of Doorman?
No.
Doorman can make a door in any space, but he can only teleport to the next room. The dumbest comic superpower I've ever heard of.
Jamie. I don't know. I don't think I want any superpowers. I think they're all fraught.
What's yours, Gladys?
I don't know. I don't think I want any superpowers.
What if your power was to put down a chair, I sit in, and I
then I would do it. Yes.
Oh, who?
I already talked to animals. I already have that superpower.
Beast Boy can talk to animals. And
I already have that power, Terry.
I don't think you do.
No, put Sisyphus on the phone, Terry.
Do they listen? We want.
Oh, see, you didn't say listen, you just said talk to them. Anyway,
I'm about to be frozen again.
Anyway, we're leaving because Shannon's about to be frozen again. No one wants to see that. No one wants to see that happen, and it did. We froze Shannon. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Don't forget to follow the Going for Two Network.
Yes, next Monday will be Kyle and his wonderful talk show. Next Tuesday, the boys talking sports.
That's what I mean. We're doing quarterbacks, I believe.
Quarterbacks?
Quarterbacks and tight ends.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we're doing quarterbacks and tight ends.
So on the Tuesday show?
Tuesday night, 9:30 Eastern time.
Okay.
Great stuff coming for y'all.
Exactly. Wednesday, Armchair, the granddaddy of all the show. Next Thursday, you again, Jamie, right?
No. That's going to be the Dynasty Gambit.
I thought you were on the Dynasty Gambit.
Nope. I'm always in the chat on Dynasty Gambit. Okay. That's one of my favorite shows with Kyle.
Wow.
Gator used to be on it. He hasn't been showing up lately, but definitely check out all Gator stuff that's going on. He's in Fantasy and Frames, Fantasy Intervention, all kinds of stuff he's going with.
And in 2 weeks, come join us for the villain mock draft Monday. Join Jay and I. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Oh, Garrison's going to join us Monday. Oh, hi, Jay. Got to tell you. Garrison's joining us Monday. Not next Monday, but the Monday after that, we will be talking. I don't know. If you missed Jay's 10 Commandments for a cookout, you need to go look at the show from last Monday, because these are 10 commandments everyone needs to follow. Oh, we're boring Shannon.
Okay. No. No, you're not.
Okay, good. All right, you guys, we will see you soon. Thank you, everyone who stuck around. It went a little bit over, but it was fun for me. It's really all that matters. And again, I have to go find out if I'm cooking food, because I smell food. Is that like a sign of a heart attack, or am I having a stroke?
That's a stroke.
Shit! Terry, call me like in a couple hours or tomorrow morning. Make sure
I'm gonna go sit in some chairs.
Well, you have to be tied. Someone has to tie you.
I'm gonna go get tied to some chairs.
There you go. There you go. All right.
There's a market for that.
We will talk to you guys later. See ya. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Lee. Jesse, Lee, Jay. Thank you guys. Bye. We'll see you soon.